Our next conversation today is with U.S. Senator Michael Bennett, who is also a Democratic candidate for governor, who is joining us from the Western Slope, where he just participated in a briefing on the wildfires across Colorado. Senator Bennett, thank you for your time making a closing argument to voters on a busy day.
I appreciate it, Kyle. It's a tough day here. We lost three wildland firefighters, the latest casualties on the Western Slope when it comes to fire. It's really tough.
Senator, another thing that happened today is that the state Supreme Court unanimously rejected a plan by Democrats, a plan that both you and your opponent, Phil Weiser, supported to redistrict Colorado to add more Democratic seats in the congressional delegation. This is in response to Republicans doing that in other states. I'm guessing that you have not had time to read the ruling today, but knowing that the Supreme Court struck it down, do you want Democrats to keep looking for a way to redistrict or move on?
Well, I think it's really unfortunate they struck it down. I think we can't allow Donald Trump just to run roughshod over the rest of the country. I think it's important to us to be able to fight fire with fire. So we'll have to keep pushing. We'll have to keep fighting. We got to make sure that he doesn't dismantle the Constitution in the name of his own, the Constitution in the name of his own political interest.
Now to your race, there are three types of undecided Democratic voters that I speak to, each with their own concerns about why they haven't cast a ballot yet in your race. And I'm going to describe each of the three concerns to you and then ask you, as I asked your opponent, to speak to that specific concern of those voters. One concern that I hear from more progressive Democrats is they feel like you and Phil Weiser don't exactly have bold progressive visions for Colorado, and that's keeping them out of this race at this point. What would you say to that progressive voter holding onto a ballot?
Well, I'd say that I agree that Phil Weiser doesn't have a bold progressive vision for Colorado. I'm the only candidate in the straight race who said that we should have a public option for health care, who says that we should join states like Washington and California to create a cap and invest program so we're actually managing our climate emissions, and the only candidate in the country who's running on a platform of ensuring that no working person has to spend more than 30% of their income on housing. I think those are bold plans, and I think they distinguish me from my opponent in this race.
Another concern that I hear from Democratic primary voters is that you and Phil Weiser agree on a lot of policy issues. There's also a fair bit of overlap between both of you and current Governor Jared Polis. And they worry that either of you might just be a continuation of the Polis administration. What would you say to that undecided voter?
Well, I completely disagree with that. I mean, the reason that I'm running for governor is that Colorado is the third most expensive state in America to live. Our kids and grandkids don't believe that they're going to be able to afford to live here. And I think if we keep doing the same thing we've been doing for the last 20 years, our kids aren't going to be able to afford to live here. We've got some very hard, tough decisions to make sure that our kids can be here. And I have spent my career making hard decisions. And that's what I hope to do as governor, so that our children are able to make a home here in Colorado. I think that's a huge difference in this campaign and a huge difference with the current administration.
And you may have touched on this in your previous answers, but another thing that I hear from Democratic primary voters is that they have voted for both you and Phil Weiser in the past. I hear from a number of folks that think that Democrats who think that both of you would make fine governors and don't really have a concern about the other one being governor. And they're kind of sitting paralyzed, not sure what to do with their ballot. What do you say to that voter?
Well, first of all, make sure you vote. Don't be paralyzed. It's an amazing opportunity as an American, as a Coloradan, to be able to vote. And I hope that everybody does vote. Obviously, I'd love you to vote for me. And what I'd say to you is that I have much broader experience than Phil does. I have worked in the private sector. I've worked as a superintendent of schools, leading an important reform of our education system. And I've spent three terms in the Senate fighting for Colorado at the highest level of our government, protecting 700,000 acres of public land, passing the child tax credit to cut childhood poverty in half in this nation in Colorado. And I think those are the kind of bold moves that we have to make as a state. And frankly, that's why I'm running for governor. As a citizen of Colorado, I'm deeply dissatisfied with the direction we're heading. And if you're dissatisfied, I hope you'll vote for me, because we live in the greatest state in the country, in my opinion. And all our kids want is the chance to be able to live here. If we work together over the next 10 years, I think we're going to be able to deliver Colorado to our kids.
You've been very generous with your time throughout this campaign, answering our questions on all manner of topics. This is the last question that I'm going to ask you over the course of this primary campaign. Is there a concern that you hear from voters with regularity that you think has not really been picked up by the media or has not become part of the broader conversation about this race, but you think matters a lot to people?
I would say the depths of despair that people feel about living in an economy that's the third most expensive economy in America, and they are killing themselves. As they say, they're doing everything right, but they can't live a middle-class life, Kyle. They can't afford health care. They can't afford child care. They can't afford housing. And all of that goes doubly for the people in our state that are, you know, younger than I am, that are 20 to 40 years old, who feel like no matter what they do, they're never going to be able to own a place in Colorado. I don't want our state to become Northern California or Southern California. And I think they're deeply worried that we're not making room for them in this state. And I don't think that's been something that's been well covered by the media in this cycle. And I hope that we are going to be able to turn their concerns into an agenda for Colorado that sets an example for the rest of the country as we consider what this world is going to look like post-Donald Trump. One of the things I've said to people is, if you elect me governor, I will do absolutely everything I can do to make sure our future is not defined by Donald Trump, that our kids' future is not defined by Donald Trump. I want our kids to define the future of Colorado for themselves and for the next generation. That's what is at stake, and that's worth fighting for, and it's worth voting for.
Senator Michael Bennett, thank you as always for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kyle. Thanks for having me.